Okay, this is Parak Beis in Hilchos Psulei HaMukdashim. The Rambam's primary focus in this parak is going to be on issues involving the sprinkling of the blood. Okay, so any dam that's supposed to be sprinkled and placed on the outer mizbeach, meaning the main mizbeach outside the heichal, in nasamatan achas b'vlad kiper. So even if he just makes one, does one nesina, one placing or sprinkling or presentation of the blood, the kapara, the atonement works. So I feel the b'chatas matan achas hiya ikar. Usharu matan osa mitzvah. Even by a sin offering, the ikar thing, the essential thing, is one placing of the blood. And the other four, meaning the remaining ones, are ideal. It's the initial pouring of the blood in the mizbeach, that one pouring that really is the ikar. So whenever a Kohen pours, pours the blood over onto the Mizbeach, instead of actually doing this presentation, you're still Yotze. Right? So again, if he does the act of pouring, rather than what we call sprinkling, he's still Yotze. Now, any blood that's supposed to be presented in the inner Mizbeach, inside of the Heichal, im chaser achas ben lo kiper. Now, if he's lacking one of the presentations in this one, then the atonement doesn't work. Elakulan hein ikra kapara. Those require all of them for the atonement to take place. Because we see the Torah is actually very makbid. It's very careful to elucidate specifically how many presentations of blood you need to do. Let's say by sin offering, only one presentation of blood was done, and then the owners of the korban die. They can finish off the remaining ones after his death. But if one of them was done during the day, the other three should not be done at night. Let's say one of the presentations was done inside in the inner Mizbeach, and then the rest of them are done outside, meaning on the outer Mizbeach. He's Chayv Kares. Why? Because basically he's bringing a korban in the wrong place. Halacha Zayin. So let's say the Kohen is sprinkling the blood on the Mizbeach and his hand gets cut off right in the middle before the blood actually reaches the space above the Mizbeach. Also, lo hazia, the sprinkling does not count as a good sprinkling. So let's say someone changed the orders. Because remember, when you sprinkle blood by the Korban Chatas, you follow an order of the corners. Let's say he changes the order of the corners. Whether the chatas is an inner temple one or outer one, nifsal, it's possible. I'll start cutting karen, but by all the kuanos, it's okay if you go in the wrong order. Let's say the Kohen presents the blood at the corner, but it's beyond it. Whether it's a sin offering or another type of korban, whether it's the inner Adam Mizbeach, possible. In that case, it will be possible. Okay, lachiyot, dam shmitzvah solitin oso lemala mechatz mizbeach shenas lamata. So if you recall, on the side of the Mizbeach, there was a thread that divided the upper and lower part, and some sprinkling of blood had to be done in the upper part and some on the lower part. So let's say in this case, let's say the case of the blood to be sprinkled, it's supposed to be done in the upper half and he does it in the lower half. Osh mitzvah solitin on the matam nasal lamala, or vice versa. Osh mitzvah solitin b'fim heichal nasal mizbeach chitzon. Or let's say the nesina was supposed to be done inside the heichal and he does it in the outer Mizbeach. Oh, and he tanin amis beach chitzon shasad them heichal. Or again, vice versa, he does the nesinas dam on the outer Mizbeach, but it's supposed to be done inside. I'm sorry, and vice versa. Oh, shenasim dam itanin bechutz al kevesh shalokenegin ayisod. Or let's say he takes the blood that's supposed to sprinkle on the outer Mizbeach, he puts it onto the ramp, right, not near the yisod, the outer foundation border of the Mizbeach. Hari basar zevach pasal. Okay, in all these cases, the flesh, the meat of the korban is pasal. Ve'afal pichein niskapru b'ilimbo. But nonetheless, the atonement still takes place, kimon shegia dam Mizbeach, because the blood still hit the Mizbeach. Even though it went to the wrong spot, but we, even though it's technically in the wrong spot, we still say since it resulted on the Mizbeach, it atones. This all applies when the person doing the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood, can do avoda. Let's say the Kohen who received the blood was kasher for avoda, and then he gives it to someone who is pasul for avoda. So in all the situations mentioned above, he does it incorrectly. So then we say in that case that the meat of the korban is still okay as long as there's still lifeblood left in the animal. So what should the Kohen's kasher do? He should go back. He should receive the remaining blood, v'yizrok adam b'mkomo, and then sprinkle the blood in the appropriate place. Now, to make kachim shenis arba. So let's say now you have, this is going to be a case of tyroves, where you have bloods from different sacrifices mixed together. So let's say the blood from sacrifices is mixed together, bein dam b'dam, bein kosos b'kosos, whether it's blood to blood or whether it's cup between two kelim. Emis arba onitanen matana achas, mitana matana achas. Let's say the blood that was supposed to be sprinkled for one was mixed with the blood that's supposed to be sprinkled once. Yitana kol matana achas. You should give it all as one presentation. V'chena yitanen matan arba, yitanen matan arba. So too, if one blood that was supposed to be sprinkled in four corners is mixed with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled in four corners, yitana kol matan arba. Then mix it together. Since it's mixed together, you can give it once for on the four corners. Mis arba yitanen matan achas, yitanen matan shtayim, shein arba. Yitana kol matan achas. And let's say blood that's one matana gets mixed up with blood that's shtayim, 2x4, then you still also give that one matana. Nisar, only one matana. Nisar v'nitan l'mala v'nitan l'mata. Let's say blood that was supposed to sprinkle on the upper half gets mixed with blood that's sprinkled on the lower half. Yishafek l'kol l'ama u'v'zachim sulam. Then you spill it, you pour it down, basically the pipes of the mizbeach and the korbanos apostle. Afilu nisar v'shiari chatas im dama ola. Even if the leftover blood of the sin offering is mixed with the blood of the ola, shemakam l'kol l'mata, all that belongs below, yishafek l'chol ma'ama. All of it is spilled down, basically, to drain out from the mizbeach. Lachi beis. Vim lo shal, ela nasa mitarabas ama lamata. Now, let's say, in the case of the chatas, is mixed up, the two dam chatas are mixed up with each other, and he doesn't inquire, he doesn't ask about what the halacha is. Rather, what does he do? He just sprinkles the blood, this mixture, both above and below. Okay, figures covers his bases. Hareza kasher, that's still good. Nas on the mala, but let's say he sprinkled it above the shawl. Then he asks about it. Yitan lamata, right? And then he puts it below. He should put the rest below. Ve'elu alulo, and he's considered fulfilling the obligation of both hatas in this case of a tarovis. Again, let's say the blood that was supposed to be sprinkled on the inside mizbeach gets mixed with blood that's supposed to be sprinkled on the outside mizbeach. Yishvach kol ma'ama, all of it gets poured away. The lo shawl. Let's say he didn't ask about this. And what did he do? To cover his bases, he sprinkled some inside mizbeach and outside mizbeach. Doesn't matter which order he does it in out or out in, hakol kasher, all of it's kasher. This refers to all blood that's sprinkled outside, chutz min chatas, except, of course, for the sin offering. But let's say the blood of a chatas is supposed to be done outside, as much as dam of the chatas is done inside. In Nasim Bechutz, let's say he sprinkled it outside and then the Chazar of Nasim Afnim, and then he went back inside to sprinkle the blood, it's kasher. Nasim Afnim, the Chazar of Nasim Bechutz, but let's say he first sprinkled it inside and then brought the rest of that blood outside, it's possible. Shadam Chata, Shanich Nasa Hechal, Afil Chatas Yachid, Anechel Asura. A dam of a sin offering that goes into the Hechal area, even if it's an individual Chatas, right, that's eaten, it becomes Asur. Shanem Rav Chol Chatas, Shan Yuva Midama, Vehu, Shiyavo Derek Shar Hechal, as long as he goes through the main entrance of the Heichal. Shneimar Yuba Derech Bia. Alim Yechnisu B'Pishpesh. Let's say he went, in a secret way or through the attic or a roundabout way, O Derech Chol Nogag, or let's say through a window or the roof, Ina Nifsa, okay? He mixed with Pishpesh means, let's say he put the korban like on the blood on the end of like a stick and stuck it in. Point is, it has to be done through a regular Knisa, a regular entrance into the Heichal. Halach Yudalad. Par ha'olam, b'sir avodazar, shadam nechas ha'echal. So we have these two korbanos. A par ha'olam, that's a bull that's brought because the tzibur was over an iser, or sir avodazar, also they were over the prohibition of avodazar, shadam nechas ha'echal. In all these cases, the blood is brought into the ha'echal. Em echniso l'kodesh kachem, nisa. If they're brought into the kachem kachem, the holiest area, it's pasul shemachim zeh p'nima shel mekoman hu, because that is considered the most inward place for all korbanos. V'chein par b'sir shem yom kippurim, so to the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, shadam nechas ha'kodesh ha'kodashim, the blood of those is brought into the kodesh ha'kodashim, im hichnes dam on the kodesh ha'kodashim, if those bloods were brought into the kodesh ha'kodashim, the hizam imenu, and it was sprinkled, the hotziu la'heichal, and then they're brought back to the heichal, the chazav nitzel kodesh ha'kodashim, and then we're brought back into the kodesh ha'kodashim, nifsa. V'enu gorim menor hazayo sheva kodesh ha'kodashim, kemash yatsa yatsa. And you don't finish off doing the sprinkling of the blood inside the kodesh ha'kodashim, because what was done was done. Let's say he finished sprinkling the blood in the holiest area, and then he brought it back out to the Heichal. He's a mixas hazayos, and then he sprinkled some of them. And then brought it outside the Heichal, and then the chazav nitzel Heichal, and then brought it back into the Heichal. Okay, he does not complete the sprinklings in the Heichal. Once dam leaves, it's a appropriate place. By definition, you cannot make use of it anymore. Does it say the blood of a regular korban chatas is received? The kabbalah is done in two separate kelim. One of those kelim leaves the mikdash. Hapanimi kasher b'yazeh menu. So the one that remains inside can be done, and you can sprinkle it. Nichnas echam hem lehechal, but he's on menu sham. Let's say you brought one of them into the heichal and sprinkled it there. Afachitzim pasal. Then even the outer one's pasal. Shneimar sheyivami demafilu mixas damen nichnas echad b'kodesh nifsa. Even if a little bit of blood is brought in to atone inside the kodesh area, it becomes pasal. Halacha design dam chatas shechnitzu l'chaper b'lefnim. The dam of a chatas that's brought in to do atonement inside by the inner mizbeach, or the inner area of the mikdash. Lo kiper, right? And the atonement was not done, elo hotzio, but rather was brought out, but lo hizam men of ifnim klom, and there was never sprinkling done inside, imichnisu b'shoge, gareza kasher. If he brought it inside accidentally, it's called kasher, umaze men of achutz, it's sprinkled outside, shari lo kiper b'kodesh. The michnisu meze pasal, but if he brought it in purposely, then it is pasal. Lachid zayin, hichnis achatas atzvon hechal kshira. Let's say the korma chatas was brought into the hechal, what do you call it? It's still good. Shnemar shuvami damav lo b'sara. Because we're only talking about the blood here. In this case, he actually brought the animal in, not the flesh. So let's say a bird chatas, bird sin offering. Let's say it's convulsing before death and it shakes its way, so to speak, into the heichal area. It's still kosher to use. Let's say the blood of a sin offering of a bird, works its way into the was taken into by its neck. So we're unsure again if the neck itself is considered a kli so far as holding the blood. Let's say the blood of a dam chatas of a bird ends up spilling and it is gathered up. So there's a whole question. Just remember, there's no real kabbalah. There's no real accepting the blood by a bird. So it's a suffix whether the kli that accepts the blood that you gather the blood into is possible with the blood or not. What do? We burn the chatas of like any other questionable situation. Let's say the chatas, the sin offering was received in four separate kelim. The blood was poured into four separate kelim. And one placement, one presentation was done from each cup. So the remaining of the four spill down to the bottom of the mizbeach. Now let's say of the four, he chose one post and then did four matanas from one. So the remaining four are poured on the base of the altar, and then the sharkos is shbachal amma, and the rest of them are poured in the, so to speak, sewage, the drainage area at the bottom of the mizbeach. Allah chavav, dam shenafel sochamayim, osof mehuin. So let's say blood spills with water, or let's say the kodesh blood mixes with non-kodesh blood. Lo yazem imenu. You should not sprinkle with it. It means it's possible. If you did, it's possible. Nafal minus of a damshir mizrach. Now let's say water falls into blood that's inside the kli that's holding the blood. Yishu mar dam kasher. As long as I can see blood, it's good. Nafal socha yain adam chulin. But let's say what pours into it is either wine or non-kodesh blood. Omdin oso ilu hayumayim. Right. So what we do is we assess. We say if it would have been water, imriyum the batal damshir mizrach actually umar of mar adam. Areza loy zamenu. If there's, it would be enough to basically nullify the blood that I wouldn't see any red at all, then you shouldn't sprinkle with it. The if it's not enough to nullify the appearance, yaza emenu, you could still make use of this mixture. Lachav gimel, dam a kachrim shari v'dam slon mizbeach, or v'dam a kachrim shenifsu v'shrita. Let's say dam of a korban is mixed up with dam that is unable to use on mizbeach, or with the blood of korbanas or apostle from shrita point, yishafech kol amma, all of it should be sprinkled and poured at the bottom of the mizbeach. If you look carbo kolakosos, chutz me'echad, even if all the blood, all the cups were used, the blood from the cups was used as sprinkling, chutz me'echad, except for one, yishbach l'ama, it should be spilled at the bottom, b'chol osim mizbach m'sulam, all those korbanos apostle, nisar v'dama tamsis, let's say the blood of the korban was mixed with the blood that's found in the limbs, that's not dam nefesh, yishbach l'ama, again, it's poured at the bottom, v'moshal v'nasan kasher. But if he didn't ask and he ended up bringing it anyway, it's still considered kasher. So all these things, the limbs of the animals of an ola, the kmitza, the handful of the mincha, the frankincense, and the mincha offerings that are burnt after they become hektish in a klisharis. If any of it's thrown onto the fire of the mizbeach, bein biyad, bein bekli, bein biyom, bein bismal, whether it's done by hand or using kli, right or left hand, that's all kasher. Hayayin v'mayim shem nisachin bein b'kar bein b'hin bein b'shar kli yashar es sherim. So when the water or the wine libations are done, whether they use the bowl, whether it's using the hin measurement, which is the wrong amount, or using a different kli shar, it's all kosher. Nischem the kli chol or biyado psulim. But if you use a non-kodesh kli or your hand to bring either the wine or the water libation, psulim. And finally, alacha vav evarim shesidron. Right. So when one arranges the limbs in a certain order, v'chen komet shesidro, or the handful of the mincha that's ordered, the sidra etin shon rachel amala mehem, and then you put the logs above those things on the pile in the mizbeach. O shesidra mitzidei ha'etzim, or you arrange them at the side of the branches. Or is this suffik in derech haktarbaka? So the question is this the way things are supposed to be burned? O ein derech haktarbaka. Therefore, you should never do it that way. You should burn it in the normal way. But if you did do it that way, it's still considered good. Yeah, that ends Parak Beis, and we'll pick up Parak Gimel tomorrow.